Hello, Memphis Tiger fans, and welcome to a special edition of the 4-Star Sports. You hear that Tiger roar. You know it's all Tiger talk, and tonight we've got a very, very, very special guest, the brand new head coach of your Memphis Tiger baseball team, head coach Matt Reiser has joined the show. Coach, thank you very much for joining us, and welcome to Memphis.
Absolutely, my friend. I appreciate it. Glad to have glad you have me on and the chance to chit-chat about the Tigers, baby.
Yes, sir, Coach. Yes, sir. Coach, it's going to be real simple tonight. We like the KISS method here at 4-Star Sports Media. We'll keep it simple, stupid. The first question is real simple, Coach. When you look at the University of Memphis baseball program last season, and you see how this program operated, 29-28 on the season, 18-13 at home at beautiful, beautiful FedEx Field, where I know you enjoyed that tour you had. Coach, what is it about the Memphis baseball program and the city of Memphis that made you and your family say, that's where I want to come coach?
Yeah, you know, there's a number of factors. You know, also you talked about the record and just the a little bit of change of perception, right? I think the energy got changed in the ballpark a little bit last year with the new hire, and obviously all the investments that were made by the administration with the new ballpark. Like you said, man, just about as pretty as they come. They laid the new turf down, the padded wall, the video board. Obviously still want a lot of growth from the stadium standpoint, the backside, but we'll grow that, man. We'll win some games and continue to project in that right direction, and we'll build some more of the stadium and bring some more fans in the whole nine yards. But, you know, in all honesty, when we started kind of diving into this, there's a sign I used to pass, or I still do pass, I should say. We got family land about 2 hours south of here. And I would see Durant 5 miles and Memphis 147 miles. And always kind of curious about what the logo, like, man, maybe one day. I'll see Carrick got hired last year. And I was like, okay, I guess we'll kick that can down the road a little bit. But then obviously this opportunity opened up. And so I started doing a little research. Memphis fits just who I am, what I am. Great food, great music, obviously, right? Very similar to New Orleans. But then you do a little more research on it, and they've got this slogan, right? The grit and grind of the city. Man, if that didn't just speak right to my soul and my heart, I don't know what does, man. That's just who I've been since day one. That's day one as a player, day one as a coach, man. I love the grind. I love the grit. So, you know, Memphis, the city itself, started to speak to me. And then, you know, obviously the university. Again, the investment they made, they changed perception of the job and made it a lot more lucrative to be successful. So, obviously the American Conference coming in, there's a change there as well. And so just all the new energy coming around, obviously, the program and the University of Memphis. But then you can sit down with the people, the administration, and you can tell the fingerprint that Laird had put on the senior staff and the support staff, and just everybody involved through the whole process, you know, with the interview deal. And from day one to day 14 or whatever it was that we went through that 2-week process, all the people that I was involved with, just the diligence and the work they put into it, you can start to tell that this place means a lot to some people. And that's what I'm coming from, a place that we built for 16 years. It was extremely special to us and my family, and obviously those people around that community. And so we wanted to be able to do the same thing, ingrain ourselves in a community that we knew we'd have a chance to win at a very high level. And honestly, you know, a place that expects to win at a high level. You know, we didn't want to come in and continue just to do the same thing. We wanted to do something great. And I think it's in a very infancy stage of it, but it's in a prime position to take it and turn it into something that nobody's ever seen before. I know it's been a long time since a regional or a championship here, you know, 2007 with the regional, and I think 1995 might have been the last championship, but the investment's been made now, right? There's been a lot of good players come through here. They had their time period kind of that late 2010s after that regional turn, that they started to progress in the right direction, and then there just really wasn't a whole lot of investment. You know, it takes more than just a head guy at the table. It takes a locker room to believe in that. It takes administration to believe that. It takes a city to believe in that. And so all those things started to line up for me to go, hey, man, by the time I got in the final conversation with Laird one-on-one, told him, you know, hey, this is what's lighting up for me and my family to make this the number one university, to make this home.
Most definitely, Coach. Most definitely, Coach. One more thing talking about this. You mentioned it in your opening press conference. Vision, your vision for this university. Talk a little bit about that vision, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've seen the attendance numbers, right? And I get it, man. February and March might be a little chilly, so you know, might have to go south then. But you know, the attendance numbers have just been okay, and everybody that I've spoken to around the city and around the university goes, hey, man, Memphis loves winners. So you know, you start winning, they start showing up. So we've talked about a little bit, right? What comes first, the chicken or the egg? And hey, man, we do a little bit of winning, a few more people show up, you know, and they kind of keep going hand in hand. So you know, the vision for us is obviously to continue to grow. They stopped the ball last year. The ball had been rolling downhill for the program, and they find a way to kind of just stop it, right? Now, record-wise, you know, one game over 500 and still a few games below 500 in the conference play, but they at least got the excitement, you know, back around the ballpark and buzz around the university and the program. So I think that was huge for us. So now the vision is to continue to carry on that, right? So now we do a little bit more winning, a few more people show up in the ballpark. And, you know, when they come, you've got to give them something to come back for. So, obviously, winning helps that. But an atmosphere helps create that, right? So we're talking about discussions of a playground down that left field line and trying to do a cooking club to get families involved and community members involved to interact with the players. And, you know, and so now when you walk through the archway there and you walk into Fogelman and FedEx Park, you know, you look around, you start smelling some good barbecue down the line and you see the kiddos playing in the playground. And then you get a student section built next to the bullpen down the left field line. You can just start feeling the energy in the ballpark. So now it becomes an event, right? Where people may or may not know who Memphis is going to play on Friday night. And that's okay, because when they show up to the ballpark, they're here for the event and they thoroughly enjoy, you know, their 9 innings of baseball and what we're putting out their product wise for it. You know, the vision for our team and our club, man, we've thought about now, right? I mean, there's no reason to wait. You know, I don't have a ton of patience, to be honest with you. There's a club in there, there's players in there that are fiending to win and fiending to do that now. Time runs out for their playing career. And that's what I've told all these guys in this process of, you know, obviously the change of leadership and guys with the transfer portal and all that. Hey, man, we just want to put everybody in the best position to be successful. But there's a good collective group in there that's hungry to win, hungry to do it right now. And their career has a time limit, a time stamp on it. So I don't want to build this 5 years from now when they're done. And I want them to get a chance to enjoy that dog pile and be a part of that. So our vision is to take that and then do it as quickly as possible, right? There's a lot of pieces and inner workings that we got to get there. But I think the excitement around the ballpark, the excitement around the program, allows us to kind of play off that a little bit, and we'll do it the right way. So not only is it a one-year deal, it becomes a three-year, a five-year, a 10-year plan, right, that continues to build this vision that, hey, man, Omaha can be a reality here. That I wouldn't take this job if we couldn't do that. There's no sense in doing that. I turned down when I was younger as assistant coach, a lot of assistant coaching jobs. I turned down a lot of head coaching jobs at the JC level because, again, no offense, but we couldn't get to Omaha from, you know, Poppeville, Mississippi, you know, something like that. So it was tough to do that. But this is a program I feel is on the cups, the beginning cups of it, of having a chance to build a not a 1 year, a 2 year job, but a 2 decade job.
Most definitely, Coach. Well, speaking of the job, you know, obviously you're coming in, you're going to have to hire a new staff. You're going to have to re-recruit, in a sense, your own roster, which is with the transfer portal, is just a wild thing to fathom to me, is that you have to go in and re-recruit your own players that you've already recruited. I'm not asking for in-depth detail here, but just speak a little bit on these two topics, if you don't mind, a little bit on the staff and who, you know, I know you hired Coach Ford Pendleton recently, hitting coach and recruiting coordinator.
Yeah, we did. Well, I was able. That was kind of my first hire, right? I got the job, and that late Sunday night after the team meeting, I sat down with him at dinner, and we talked through some things. And he's like, "Yeah, Skip, when we start, let's go, rock and roll." So Monday morning, we're in the car, we're driving to Memphis to get all this thing settled. So, Ford comes with me from Southeastern. Been with me the last 2 years there, was at Nichols the 5 years previous to that, and a big part of orchestrating that championship club that they just had down there as well. Helped us with our championship club, obviously, last year. We led the league last year in fielding percentage as well, so he'll be our infield guy. So I have the hitters, the infielders, the recruiting, the whole nine yards, right? So just been my right-hand man, and he'll be a head coach sooner than later, in all honesty. He's just well-versed in every area and understands the entire enterprise of trying to build a program. So pitching coach, we're getting extremely close to getting hired. Obviously, that's, again, a name that I don't want to reveal quite just yet, but we're in, right, in talks and closing and negotiation of that part. And then we got the third assistant that's getting passed now, right on July 1, where this third assistant can go out and recruit. And we're working on resources to continue to finance that salary pool there for the three assistants. It's going to take some creativity in what we're doing, but it will definitely be a guy with high energy and it's going to have a catching background to work with our catchers as well. So we're fortunate again to get that part on board. We have hired Chase Kessinger, that the Tiger fans will know very well, is a pitcher here. He's going to be our director of pitching development, who will work hand in hand with our director of player development and also our pitching coach as well. They'll kind of be the three-headed monster on that. And we do have an offer out to one of my former players that is a Tennessee native as well, that will be our director of video and data analyst. So we're slowly but surely building that staff, right? Hopefully by the end of the week, we've got the entire staff built out, and I think that's going to help on this player retention, right? We've already had Bam Baskins get out of the portal. You know, he likes what he hears. He's got a chance to sit down with me and Coach Pemberton from the offensive side of things and have those discussions. He's excited about being back. And a lot of those guys, you know, it's about protection, right, and getting in that portal. You know, there's some things that they can go search and kind of see a little bit. But also the new guy coming in, they don't know what he's going to do. And then I've just kind of been open in a communication process. I mean, we can't over-communicate right now in these first couple of weeks. We got to make sure everybody fits to what they need to fit into, right? We're not going to try to put a round peg in a square hole type deal. So I'm trying to get to know them. They're trying to get to know me a little bit, to see if it's the best fit, and also give them a vision of what we've seen on paper, what we've seen on numbers, what we watch a little bit on video, right? But the inner workings of who we are and what we are. So we're still working on that. I flew to Missouri last weekend to go to sit down with a pitcher, an incoming recruit as well, to keep him. And we're working on a few different inner working parks, but ultimately, right, there's a ton of players in that portal. So, hey man, we want to keep the guys that want to be here, that believe in this place. And that was a huge part of hiring a guy like Chase, that I want guys in this program that believe in this program the same way that I do, that see, have the same vision that I do for the program, that, hey man, we can take this thing to Omaha. All right. It's going to take some time and some effort, and we're going to have to really get in that grease work and grind in here and have a little bit of grit. Right. But at the end of the day, man, I want people who truly believe in this place the same way that I do. So, you know, same thing with those players in the locker room. If they don't have that same type, it's okay. It's nothing personal. I get it. Find the program fits for you, but we're going to find the guys that fit for us to help us win and win now.
Coach, when you look at the high school recruiting side, you've got a lot of players from the local city of Memphis. It's a very hot topic in the city of Memphis is how this baseball program can retain the local talent, a lot of local talent, as I'm sure you're well aware of. Speak a little bit, if you don't mind, on the high school side of that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in all honesty, I was kind of scratching my head a little bit on the incoming class. There wasn't a whole lot of high school guys from this area coming in with this class. And the next class, obviously, they started to work on the 2024 of getting a few of those guys that were local to come here. And that's exactly what we talked about. You know, the recruiting model. What does it look like? Who are you going after? What are you going after? What do you like? You like young? You like old? We'll start with the physical profile first, right? I mean, I like physical, athletic guys who can run. You know, they don't tell you how to beat the opponent. Instead of them, you got to beat them by one. So wind blowing out, wind blowing in, you know, hey, we'll bang with you. We'll bunt and run, do whatever we got to do to be able to multiple different ways to beat you. Right. And then, you know, obviously, you know, where do we start this? I love high school kids, man. You can really develop them. You know, some of these kids, they come out, you can comp them to former players that you had before, the way the body moves, the way the arm works, or the way the swing works, and you start making those comps. And then all of a sudden, you know, a guy that nobody really maybe wanted, or maybe everybody wanted, who knows, right, coming out of high school, he goes on to continue to develop, and he ends up becoming a draft pick, and they go, man, what'd you guys do? What was the secret sauce? It wasn't a whole lot of secret sauce. It was just work, man. It got matured. It kept it on a few pounds. It got in the weight room and added some strength there. And all of a sudden, look up, and the guy made a velo jump, right? And he got stronger. He got faster, you know. But the kid did the work. You know, we didn't do anything. There was nothing besides just push him to work and be the best version he possibly could be of himself. So, love the high school kids. Love JC kids, too, man. I think they just bring another element of appreciation, right, We got some nice facilities. Are they the best in the country? No. Are they a lot nicer than a lot of other places? Absolutely, man. Those JC guys come in and they see these resources and facilities, and there's a true appreciation for it. And so they'll keep the things in check. They'll bring that little grit and grind we talked about, right? Being those JUCO guys and just that little edge to themselves, right? They're out there to prove everybody that, hey, man, they're really good players too. And then honestly, like we just talked about, man, the transfer portal, the name, image, likeness stuff. I mean, it is. It's now day and age, and it's reality of recruiting now. Like you said, you got to recruit your own team first, and then you move on to the next team and, you know, continue to work the class and try to make sure you get all the pieces and puzzle put together. But at the end of the day, man, that's the new day and age. And so either you adapt or you die. And so this is obviously a big part for us that we are going to dig in there. We're going to get some experience, but you also have the chance to bring some of that local talent back home. Some of those guys, they're like Dalton Fowler, right? Goes off to Oklahoma. He comes back, and he's American Conference Pitcher of the Year. A guy like Braylon Skinner, right? Goes to the state, wins a national championship, but wants just a little bit more contribution on the playing side of things to be able to build that type of champion. So he comes here and helps change that culture and that mindset. So, and at the end of the day, sometimes those guys bring some guys with them. You know, these guys develop relationships inside the locker room and other places. And maybe there is a coaching change, or maybe there is some unhappiness. Or maybe, hey, man, the kids just want to come see Memphis with their buddy, you know, type of deal. So we'll recruit all three of those areas. But honestly, you know, we'll start from the inside and work our way out. And the neat thing about Memphis, man, you've got a national brand. So, hey, man, you've got to find one or two more players to go win a national championship, just like LSU did. I know people have made comments about LSU and, you know, well, they went and bought the team. No, they didn't. They went and bought a couple extra players and made sure they won it, no doubt. But that was a really good team before they got a few of those players on name, image, likeness, and out of the portal. So we'll have the same thing. We'll have a national brand that we can be recognizable when going to home in Washington or Florida or D.C. or wherever the heck we got to go to find the right player to get us to Omaha.
Coach, one last question for you, and it's probably the toughest one out of all of them, to be honest with you. What is something about you as a man, father, husband, whatever, what is something about you that you want the city of Memphis to know that they may not know now?
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, a couple things.
Yeah, there are probably a lot of things. We could probably sit on this podcast for the next 2 hours. I'll tell you all about it. But probably the main thing I want the city to know is, man, that I am a family man. You know, a lot of people have that conversation. That's a big topic in this interview process and making this new hire. Was like, hey, coach, you know, you're going to come in. Yeah, it's great. We win a championship this year, but you're just going to bolt for the next job. And that's not the case. You know, I've got a 7-year-old, I got a 5-year-old, and I got a 2-year-old. All three are boys and they're wild as heck. But we love ingraining ourselves inside the community. We love our family being a part of that community. We love the family atmosphere at the ballpark. We love our fans being a part of that family and being our baseball family. We love our players being a part of that family. We are huge family people. That's just maybe that old school South Mississippi in me, right? That's what we gravitate to. And my wife grew up on one hill and had her sister on another hill and her sister on another hill, right? I don't know if I was going to get off the hill there and Craft Hill and Cary, Mississippi. So, but that component is very, very near and dear to our heart. That, you know, the family is everything to us. So when people say that, in all honesty, it's like, yeah, I mean, you don't know exactly what God's plan is, right? He's got a great one for you, but no, man, I want to be here. I don't want to win one championship. I want to win two. I want to win three. I want to win five, man. I want to keep this thing built, and that didn't happen overnight. And so a part of that is because you're building that family type atmosphere and that type of culture. You get to a point to where, like I was in my last place, I was there 16 years. I had plenty of opportunities to do some different things, and they just weren't what God was calling me to do at the time of. And I love the players I was with, and I just could not see myself for those guys finishing off that career, even the last year, right? But I had 6-year guys with the COVID stuff and injuries and the whole 9 yards. So those players are near and dear to my heart. And if anything, I want the city to know is, hey, man, I'm a family man, or family, or family is family people, right? And we love and grant ourselves inside the city and the community and the university.
Coach, I lied to you, Coach. I got one more question. You brought it up in the last part. So you mentioned that it's more important to you to be a husband and a father. How does that even remotely compare to being a baseball coach in your mind?
Well, there's some similarities in it, right? These young men have been raised the right way, and that's why they're in the program, right? They've gotten to this point. The parents have done a great job, or the grandparents have done a great job, whoever's raised them, of teaching the moral base, right? All we're trying to do is continue to fine tune that. And so that is the neat part about this, right? That I get to help mentor those guys in that locker room. And then I get my kids to get in that locker room as well. Like, I mean, I'm serious. We come out of this first shoot, you know, we're shooting the pictures on Friday with the family, or Thursday, whatever day it was, with the family. And a little man, my oldest ex, he runs out and he's in the clubhouse with the guys, you know, banging them with bats and the whole nine yards, they're playing ball. And so, you know, that again, for me, that's a really important component of why we did this and why we're here.
Well, Coach, as a media brand that covers the Memphis Tigers in all sports, not just the main three, as a lot of people like to say, we want to welcome you to the city of Memphis, welcome you to the University of Memphis baseball, and definitely look forward to talking with you and your players throughout this season.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate your time as always, and we look forward to seeing and being on there more with you. And go Tigers, go, baby.
Thanks, Coach. This is Wes Pruitt for 4-Star Sports Media. You will see more from head coach Matt Reiser and this Memphis baseball team on the new Tigers Den starting up in August. Also, we've got football coming up more. But once again, for Wes Pruitt and head coach for Memphis baseball, Matt Reiser, this has been another presentation of the Tigers Den on 4-Star Sports Media.